Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, the final Friday of every month is Blue Friday on this show, where we take the opportunity to talk with, honor, investigate some of the activities of some of our local law enforcement officers, folks who have gone above and beyond. And we are always able to get a collection of people, men and women, who, in my opinion, represent the best of the badge. Well, I'm thrilled to tell you that Chip Watts is joining us. Chip is the public information and crime prevention officer for the town of Ashland's Police Department. And Chip, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit about your role. But I guess before we get to that, tell us a little bit about the police department in the town of Ashland.
Well, we are a 26-officer department. We serve the town of Ashland, affectionately known as the center of the universe.
Yep.
We work very hard to, and even in a small town, provide the biggest footprint possible that a police department can have.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about, because I think sometimes it's not that people forget, but everybody loves Ashland and goes there for any number of sort of cool purposes, which might lead to any number of criminal activities, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, even though we are a small town, we have challenges. We are in a large metro area, Interstate 95 and Route 1 bisect town. So, you know, we have a lot of traffic and we have a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the attitude, because I love and I have loved for years the center of the universe moniker. I mean, you're part of that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I believe the residents of Ashland really believe that that our small town is the center. People come here for the trains, the small town environment. And it's great because we capture that small town environment.
Yeah.
But very close to an urban metro area that people can leave and come up and experience that.
Well, I think some folks, when they think of Ashland, they go, okay, well, you got Randolph-Macon, you've got college kids there. College kids and any number of refreshments and activities lend themselves to troublesome events. But there are a lot of people, I think, who visit Ashland, particularly Christmas time, right? Enjoy what's there and then leave. But you've got a great population. How many people in the town itself?
About 7,500.
Okay. So in the 7,500, you've got to interact, obviously. Tell me about some of the programs. Shop with a cop, right? Is that,
correct.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes. Working with our residents and business community, we put together a program on the holiday season at Christmas to provide Christmas and holiday fun, cheer, toys, food.
Right.
For children and their families who are very deserving and may not have the opportunity at that for Christmas.
Okay. And so that's something that members of the Ashland Police Department go out and take care of.
We do. We solicit donations. Our businesses are very supportive. Our residents are very supportive. They not only give their time and their money and support us through food and all sorts of things that we put together and then we can provide for some of these families that, like I said, otherwise wouldn't experience the cheer of the holiday season.
Absolutely. Chip Watts is joining us. Chip is the public information and crime prevention officer for the Ashland Police Department. He is our Blue Friday honoree this month. Chief Goodman nominated you, but I get the sense Chief Goodman also nominates you for a bunch of extra duty, right? We were joking about this. You're the public information officer. You're the crime prevention officer, but you're also out there on the street as well.
Yes. You wear a lot of hats in a small department.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are times where I have to assist patrol and just taking calls.
Yeah.
But that's good because it allows you to remain connected to the residents and continue to do assets or facets of police work that you may not otherwise get to do.
That's a great point. Now, you mentioned shop with a cop. That happens when we've got plenty of snow on the ground. But you've got Kona with a cop where you're actually sort of bringing in ice and snowy stuff. Explain this to me.
So about three times each summer, we work with Kona Ice of Richmond, and we bring Kona with a cop, and we rent the Kona ice truck. And our officers, our police cars, we escort them around the town of Ashland, and we give out free Kona ice to kids in the neighborhood. We try to kick it off at the beginning of summer. We do it in National Night Out, and very soon we'll have a, unfortunately for the kids, the back to school Kona with a cop at the end of August.
Wow. Now, I think it's hysterical to think about all of this, and I think it's wonderful that you're involved in all of this. Now, you mentioned National Night Out and the Kona with a cop at National Night Out. Tell me about how National Night Out happens in Ashland.
Many of our communities, neighborhoods, apartment complexes, they will create their own events, invite their residents and their neighbors and all of our officers. Not only our officers, our elected town council members, our mayor, town officials, we will all participate and we'll go out, be in the neighborhoods, give out, again, the cone ice.
Wow. All right. So the support you get from the community, pretty solid?
Absolutely. The great thing about a small town is you see so many of the same people every day.
Yeah.
You get to collaborate and work with them. Residents, businesses, our business community is so supportive of our efforts, not even also within law enforcement and what we do as a police department, but also our other efforts and just helping the community. And as I said, we want to have an impact and have the biggest footprint we can have in our 7.5 miles in Ashland.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you talked a lot about kids and back to school and the rest of it. On the other age, on the other end of the age spectrum, helping out seniors in your community as well.
Yes. We work with the Hanover County Sheriff's Office in our local triad, which is a Senior Citizens Crime Prevention Council, with the help of the AARP. And we all provide an Adopt-a-Senior program. And that program puts officers with senior citizens who may be shut-ins, who don't have a lot of local support, may not have local family, and they visit them weekly, make sure they're doing okay. And on occasion, we've, interceded in some of their problems.
Sure.
Sometimes if they can't get their medication, if they have a plumbing problem, when it snows, we've gone over and got their walks free
right.
to snow,
right.
shoveled their snow. You know, little things that, well, sometimes people may think are little things, but yeah. are really big impacts to people who may not have much otherwise.
Well, I mean, it's the personification. You're the personification of community police officer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, again, bring ourselves into the community as much as possible. We really, in community policing and crime prevention, I think of three things. It's really collaboration, information, education.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do to work with our community, inform them of what we're doing, and occasionally educate our community as to why we do certain things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Chip Watts is joining us. He's with the Ashland Police Department. He is our Blue Friday honoree this month. So, Chip, we've talked about your activities as a public information officer, as the community service officer, community relations, and all the rest of that. I want to know a little bit more about you. How long have you been on the job, and what prompted you to do this in the first place?
I've been with the Ashland Police Department for 8 years, 21 years total in law enforcement. When I was an undergrad, I wanted to go to law school.
Okay.
I wanted to be a lawyer. And
okay.
then I took a summer job that convinced me otherwise and got into law enforcement because I enjoyed working with people, helping them in their situations, and I enjoyed the camaraderie within the profession. And I've made lifelong friends that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. For folks who are listening to this, younger people especially, still a great career avenue?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want to be in a position, in a profession where you can feel fulfilled and help people,
yeah.
Every day's not a great day.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
That's probably with any job. Nevertheless, if you're service-minded and you want to contribute and you want to feel like you've made a difference, even, as I said, even sometimes the small differences that
mm-hmm.
a lot of people wouldn't consider to be, a big deal,
yeah.
but really touch people in a way that they understand that, there's, even if they have nobody else, they might have somebody there to help them.
Well, Chip, when you look at policing in our community, we've got some large areas, Henrico, the city of Richmond, Hanover County, huge. Ashland compact, right? 7.5 miles, as you point out, 7,500. I would have to think you get to know people up close and personal and literally see them every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
I live in Ashland. I've lived there for 8 years. My children go to school in Ashland. I enjoy living there. And, I recommend to other people, when they ask about Ashland, I say,
yeah.
I live there.
Yeah.
And my kids go, my kids are there. And I think it's a great place to raise a family.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if Ashland is the center of the universe, then it sounds like you're sort of the center of the Ashland Police Department, huh?
Well, I think that there's everybody contributes. Everybody. You can't do, you can't be as effective or effective in any way, I think,
right,
without everybody. Everybody works together. And being a smaller department, I think, there are times where our officers and our personnel have to work with this. That much more, as I said, wear many hats to do the things that residents and people expect of 21st century law enforcement.
Absolutely. Well, I will tell you, Chief Goodman is the one who nominated you for our Blue Friday honor. And so my hat is off to you. I think getting to know you a little bit, it's very clear why he thought you were the best representation for the Ashland Police Department for this.
Thank you.
So congratulations to you. We love telling your story. You'll leave here with a couple of gifts as well. Nothing to retire on. I'm sorry about that. But some very lovely gifts, includes a $100 gift card, thanks to our friends at Heritage Chevrolet down in Chester. That is Chip Watts from the Ashland Police Department. He is our honoree this month for Blue Friday. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.